The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It will all end in tears. That's what Liz Truss was told by her husband when she decided to run for Conservative leader and therefore Prime Minister. Her memoir, 10 Years to Save the West, is released today. And TRT World presenter Enda Brady joins us now to talk about some of the big stories from the book. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm grand. Now, her husband saying it will end in tears. I think most political careers end in failure anyway, but probably rather sooner than she had expected.
Yeah, I don't think anyone expected her to only last 49 days. But I think back to talking to you, coming up 2 years ago when she was in the running, it was summer 2 years ago when she was in the running to be Conservative leader, and I described her as a deluded idiot on your programme. And I got panned online for saying that. And anyone who had any dealings with her or had observed her around Westminster just could not believe that she was getting so close to becoming Prime Minister and getting into number 10. And it all unravelled really, really quickly because she's not very bright. And look, this book is getting her back in the headlines today, but the political career is over. There's never going to be a comeback for Liz Truss, but look, we'll all have a good laugh at it this weekend.
Yeah, now there are some extraordinary bits in the book. I mean, she does compare herself to Brian Clough. Now, why?
Look, I haven't read the book in full, but she's someone who certainly is not short in confidence. There's so many kind of strange comparisons. And, you know, you think of everything that you could possibly talk about being British Prime Minister. She brings up fleas being inside number 10 Downing Street in the flat. She complains about not getting an online food delivery. I mean, getting anything into Downing Street, it's a very, very secure building. She is a very strange lady.
Yeah.
But look, it's a bizarre publication.
Yeah. Now, the fleas you talk about, they live, the Prime Minister's now, in the flat over number 11, not over number 10. It came from the time when Gordon Brown and Tony Blair were there, respectively. But the flat in over number 11 was bigger, so Tony moved in with his brood in there and Gordon moved into the flat over number 10. And it's remained such ever since.
Yes, and it's probably the most redecorated apartment in Westminster because no matter who moves in, the previous decor is never to their liking. So it's always, it's very expensive for the British taxpayer. But she lays the blame for the fleas in the flat squarely at the door of Boris Johnson's dog, Dylan. I would imagine Johnson will probably flick through the papers over the weekend and see some of these headlines about him and his family. But yeah, the fleas in the flat apparently are because of Johnson's dog.
Yeah, and they had to fumigate the flat. Also, the Johnsons, they famously bought a lot of furniture. I don't know who paid for it, but they took it with them. So she had to order more furniture, but it never got delivered. She was out before the delivery date.
Yeah, I mean, it's extraordinary when you think back to it was absolutely crackers what went on, you know, to think that furniture for an incoming prime minister. Thatcher came in 79 and she ruled until what, early 90s. Blair came in 97 and he ruled until 2008. I mean, you know, anyone becoming British prime minister with intelligence and a political ideology and a deliverance for the British public will win a second term. She didn't get into a second month. I mean, it is quite staggering. It really, really is.
Now, some of the other things she talks about, she felt a certain camaraderie with King Charles. His mother had just died, so he was a first-time monarch, if you like, and she was just in the job as prime minister. It's odd enough, I suppose, that kind of comparison.
Yeah, look, there was a famous clip that went around when she was only a couple of days into the job and, you know, the Prime Minister is being filmed greeting the new monarch. And Charles says rather witheringly under his breath, you're back again. You know, and it was a very kind of dismissive, strange thing. I think even Charles kind of realised that this was not going to last very, very long. She does make a couple of observations in the book. That, and I think she was right in what she said, that when Queen Elizabeth II died, you know, Liz Truss was not going to be that kind of Blair-like statesperson who's able to come out with the really punchy stories and quotes that are going to be remembered for history. She said she felt a profound sadness. And she has said that the two words of advice that Queen Elizabeth II gave her when she met her literally a couple of days before she died. The Queen apparently said to Truss, pace yourself. Well, she literally went off like a rocket and it crashed and burned.
She did. That famous budget, which caused tremors in the Bank of England, I suppose, reduced the value of people's pensions, the value of the money in their pocket and so on. And certainly Britain's standing in the financial world. It was an utter disaster. Now, there are all sorts of little, I suppose, tittle-tattle, but she admits to mistaking Brigitte Macron, the First Lady of France, for Jill Biden.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of stuff that, you know, anyone who listens to the news or watches the TV, picks up a newspaper, you know who these people are. You see them, they're on TV the whole time. And yes, I mean, she got the two of them mixed up and not even on the same continent, not even from the same country. They don't even speak the same language, but she got them wrong. It's look, her entire time in Downing Street was one massive car crash. And look, as much as everyone pokes fun at her and she's become this kind of circus act, I guess, for want of a better word, she's making money. Look, she was in America recently doing speeches and endorsing Trump, and she will kind of milk that coin, I would imagine, for some time to come. But I think the really sad thing about Truss for the British public is that her disastrous mini budget resulted in interest rates here going off like a rocket, and people are still paying hundreds and hundreds more pounds every month for their mortgages because of her.
Now, she was having a go at the Just Stop Oil people and the Extinction Rebellion. And she said these kind of groups have dominated politics over the past decade. She warned of persistent low growth and argued that Western culture is being questioned, even basic things like human biology. If you look at the knots in which people tie themselves in Western politics about whether someone with a penis is a man or not, it shows how effective, unfortunately, these people have been. So yes, clearly she doesn't care about what hostages to fortune she gives now, because she's out of politics and her career is finished.
She has nothing to lose at all. I mean, she never had and she never cared. She's got a very thick skin. That was what people around her will tell you, that she has a thick skin that is needed. But, you know, Tony Blair had a thick skin, but he had intelligence and, you know, he had a drive. And certainly this country and the standard of living for people improved off the back of his drive. She is someone now who's just full of opinions. I even heard her on the radio this morning. There's a vote going through Parliament here today about Sunak's plans to ban smoking. And she's come out and said that you shouldn't be banning smoking and you shouldn't be telling people not to smoke. Like, the National Health Service is on its knees dealing with all of the cancers that smoking causes. And you have someone, it's actually hard to believe she got into number 10 Downing Street. It is quite scary.
Crazy ladies owe to the lettuce, and someone who conclusively proved that the Conservative Party had completely fallen asunder. That's from one of our texters called Ray. Obviously, there'll be more to come from this book, whether or not it'll be a bestseller or whether the papers will kind of give us the best bits and we won't have to buy the volume. I don't know. But Enda Brady, TRT World Presenter, thank you very much for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.